Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'm dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts, and I want to welcome all of you live on the call this evening. We have the lines absolutely loaded with our Success Team members, Legal Shield Independent Associates from coast to coast in the U.S. Of course, now we're coast to coast in Canada. We have folks dialing in from all over the globe this evening. Welcome to all of you that are joining us live. And also, welcome to all of you that you're plugging into the replay. We know that a lot of folks are, during the time that this call comes live on, you're plugged into Legal Shield open house events in your local market, and we want to encourage you to continue focusing on showing up for your business and in your business at those live events. We realize that this intersects with many events across the country because of the time we chose, but listen, that's okay, because there's always going to be a time that wasn't the ideal time, no matter what time we picked for the calls every week. So I know many of you are listening to the replay, I guess, was the point that I wanted to make this evening. I just wanted to mention, you know, here's what happens. We're coming out of Salt Lake City, Utah, leaders at all levels, and it's the excitement in the air, the magnitude of the announcements, the potential of our Legal Shield businesses, individually and collectively. I think we came out of Salt Lake City with the highest of the highs, and I know that if you were there with us, you understand that. And if you weren't, by now you've caught up on the incentives that are available to all of us here in the month of October, in the fourth quarter, whether that be in business solutions, team building. It's just incredible dollars on the table to do the right thing, to build a highly effective quality business at Legal Shield. And I just wanted to say, I understand I've been coming through these event cycles now for many, many years in my career, and I understand the excitement coming out of the event. And now we've been through the weekend that follows Salt Lake City. So for myself, many of you saw on social media, I was in Manhattan, New York City at the Pennsylvania Hotel, which is an absolute, just a phenomenal historic hotel across the street from Madison Square Garden, with our CEO, Jeff Bell, and Platinum World Council member, Cliff Malloy, very good friend of this team. And we just had a great event. And being there with Mr. Bell and hearing him speak on the past, the present, and the future of our company reminded me of how high my excitement and enthusiasm was coming out of Salt Lake City. And yet 7 days later, I had checked myself. Thank goodness I was at the recap event. Thank goodness I was in Manhattan at my event. I checked myself. I said, you know what? I realized that after all these years, after having earned over $1 million in this business, at knowing how great the potential is and having realized some of that potential, even myself, 7 days later, I lost a little bit. I lost just a percentage off of my focus in 7 days. And I was so grateful to be plugged into that event. I came out of that, and in my notes from last Saturday was, I said, I want to say this to the team. I want to talk to the team honestly and transparently, because if that can happen to me, it potentially could happen to somebody else listening to the call this evening. And for the rest of you that you've not had that experience, your focus, your drive, your determination, and your enthusiasm has continued to grow day after day coming out of Salt Lake City. Congratulations to you. I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledge that there's always the potential that we can ride an emotional wave and that can sometimes lose a little bit of energy. And so why would I bring that up? Well, I was grateful to be at my event in Manhattan to be reminded of my enthusiasm and the commitments that I had made to myself in Salt Lake City. And so I want to encourage everybody listening to the call this evening. You know, we have an event culture, a live event culture here at Legal Shield. I want to remind everybody listening that it is totally appropriate and necessary and really a part of the rhythm of building a growing, expanding, healthy, professional Legal Shield business to be plugged into the events that are available to you. So I recommend that everybody knows where these events are around you, whether that be one of these, what we call an open house, the brand new presentation that Legal Shield created and is putting out in the live event marketplace throughout the U.S. and Canada right now. which you may already have in your local marketplace. You might have to do a little searching. It might not be 10 minutes down the street, but you know what? It might be. Just really depends on where you are. But these Super Saturday events and super regional events that are going on crisscrossing the country, and I want to bring to your attention one event that is exclusively for members of our success team. And if you've been with us for the last several years, you know that this is a team tradition. It's a tradition that at the holiday season, Mark and Jennifer Riches open up their home for a Christmas party for all of the success team that would like to come. Now, this event is in Cookeville, Tennessee, and I fully realize that not everybody listening to this call is in the vicinity of Cookeville, Tennessee. But I remember the first time that I visited Cookeville, Tennessee on the invitation of Mr. Mark Riches. I'd never met him before. I'd never had any success in this business before. But I took the opportunity that was granted to me. I was invited to Cookeville, and I was so glad I traveled there. And I saw a bigger vision of the business, that even bigger than what I had perceived it to be when I was looking at it really in my own home. I got to meet Mark and Jennifer Riches and other Legal Shield associates. I got to be immersed in training, and I got to be a participant in seeing what it's really like to touch and stand in the home and on the grounds of this incredible Riches Ranch. And this is an opportunity that I don't want anybody to pass up on because they didn't know about it. So I'm excited to be here to talk to you just for a moment to make sure that you're aware that we are having our Tennessee Success Academy Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th, 2019. And the training portion of these events are going to be at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, which is right in Cookeville, Tennessee on Bunker Hill Road. The event on Friday runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to do a phenomenal training. You'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. In addition to the training on Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., we'll then conclude the training at 5 p.m. We'll give everybody a break so you can go and get refreshed and get ready, and then we'll all meet at the Riches Ranch at 6:30 for the Christmas party. So if you've never been to the Riches Ranch, this is an opportunity. I'm inviting you. I know it's not my ranch, but I'm here as a vessel of Mr. Mark Riches to invite you to his ranch to be a part of this. And also, as if you've been there many times, you know this is a place you want to bring your team to see and experience, to be a part of the camaraderie of the associates coming together in fellowship at this special time of year, but also to do that at the Riches Ranch. And we'll also have a half day of training Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, it's important for you to understand how to register, and it's also important for you to consider, if you definitely would like to come, that you should register now. Because the cost to attend the event is only $25 for the training. And, of course, you know, the party at the Riches Ranch is for all of us. But the training itself, there's just a small room share of $25. We're all pitching in for the training facilities. And you can register right in our successteamworld.com website. Just click on the calendar icon in your toolbar, and you'll see a register button under Tennessee Success Academy. The reason I want you to, if you're coming, and we'd love to have you there, I'll be there, I'm flying in. People are going to fly in from all over the country. Obviously, the folks that are within driving distance will be there. The seating for this is limited, and I'm not saying this to you to create false urgency or to manipulate you. You will see I'm telling the truth when you get to Cookeville, Tennessee. There are no big facilities in Cookeville. As a matter of fact, we used to do bigger team events, and we had to move them to Nashville because we couldn't do it well. This event must be in Cookeville because part of the whole process or the whole point of this is to have that opportunity to come together at the Riches Ranch, which is in Cookeville. So we have an event site at the Holiday Inn Express for the training, but the seating is going to be limited. I just want to make sure I'm very clear on that. So if you are coming, if you have team that are coming, please register now so that you get your seat locked in for that event. It's not the kind of thing we're going to be promoting and talking about in a few weeks, so there just simply isn't going to be enough accommodation space for the training portion of the event. So, again, I just want to make sure you know about that. That's December 13th and 14th, the Riches Ranch for the Christmas party and the Tennessee Success Academy. I'm excited to pour into everybody, and I'm excited for it because it's really a perfect time for us at kind of a midway point in this six-month run between Salt Lake City, which we just are coming out of Salt Lake City. We're heading towards Dallas, building our big business into and through each of these big events. And it's a great halfway point for us to come together and then run from that event out into over the next 90 days into the new year and into Dallas for the International Convention. And, of course, we'll be training on how to maximize that as well in those 90 days. Folks, I am so excited to have on the call this evening for you to hear from a Millionaire Club member in our success team, one of the leaders of our organization, one of the most sought-after trainers in all of Legal Shield, a business solutions trainer for the entire nation of the United States of America. This is how important his training and information is for each and every Legal Shield associate. And while you may hear his name on all of the Legal Shield calls, and you see his name on the Legal Shield website, and you may not, if you're new, appreciate that this is one of our homegrown success team talents. Again, a Millionaire Club member, a $200,000 ring earner, and an incredible trainer, speaker, motivator, and friend. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call from the Dallas, Texas market, Mr. Mike Riches. Mr. Riches.
Mr. Tanner, thank you very much, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and with the team here on this incredible call. I just want you to know, excuse me, as you were talking about the Cookeville event, it really is one of my favorite events that we do. If you've not had the chance to be there, I just want to echo what Mr. Tanner said in inviting you to that event. It's worth flying into Nashville, which is usually a pretty cheap flight from most areas, really. And then it's worth figuring out a way to get an hour, maybe an hour and 5 minutes east of Nashville to get there to Cookeville. It really is. I know it's not the most convenient place. It's kind of like when we go to Ada, Oklahoma. It's, I would say, probably more convenient than Ada, Oklahoma, but same concept. It's not convenient to get to necessarily, but the experience is well worth it. And I can't wait for that event coming up in December. I wanted to just share a few thoughts with you this evening about recruiting and building a team and really specifically supporting individuals on the B2B side of our business. Now, look, that's no secret. I think most people know that one thing that our organization is known for is the incredible support that we're able to provide to B2B associates. I mean, it's just something that that we've always had. It's something that we've always done. My brother Mark, who, again, is inviting us to his home there in Cookeville, Tennessee, he started over 20 years ago, over 25 years ago, actually, in the B2B space and went out there and marketed Legal Shield as an employee benefit. That's really where he made a lot of his first $1 million was in that arena. When I started 17 and a half years ago and really went full time, I started in that same space. Now, I wasn't adverse to building a team. I was open to it. And in fact, I was doing team building activity on a regular basis. It was probably only about 15 or 20% of my time. So it was definitely my minor, but it was something that I was very open to. But my major, no question, was the B2B side of our business. I was taking Legal Shield, and then my second year is when they introduced the Identity Theft Protection, ID Shield, and I obviously took that into businesses as well. But I was offering those products as an employee benefit, and I enjoyed doing it. It was fun. It was something that I didn't know how much I was going to enjoy it until I really got in and started it. And there are a lot of people out there that may not have the same background as my brother and myself. In fact, there's a lot of people that have a lot better background than my brother, certainly than myself. I was 22, 23 years old when I got started and went full time, so I didn't have much of a background at all. But there are a lot of people who may not have the same background, they may not look the same, they may not act the same, they may not have the same, you know, type of personality, but they do and will enjoy the B2B side of our business. And there are a lot of people out there that are burned out in their J-O-B. I mean, that, you know, we know what J-O-B stands for. It's just over broke. And they're burned out because that's where they're at. is they've been working for some of them 5, some 10, some 20, some 30, some longer years, and they're burned out. They're still not ahead financially. They're still not where they want to be financially. They're tired of having to answer to a boss. They're tired of the grind of corporate America, many of them. Or maybe they're a traditional business ownership and they're stressed out about that. But they're open and they're looking. And they would love to find an opportunity like what we have. And if they got started in this business, if they were somehow to stumble across Legal Shield, if they were introduced to the B2B side of our business, if they found out that they could take Legal Shield and ID Shield into businesses and offer those two plans as employee benefits, they would love it. They would enjoy it, like I did. I got in front of those first few groups. Now, my first one wasn't pretty at all. In fact, it was pretty bad. But I got over that pretty quickly, and I got pretty quickly to the point where I really enjoyed going out and doing those group presentations. I enjoyed meeting with decision makers. And there are people out there that are the same way. They'll enjoy that side of our business. They'll love it. And, yes, it'll be good money for them, and, yes, they'll be able to write a lot of production, and that'll be premium for your organization. But they'll love it. They'll enjoy it. They'll see it just like I saw it, and they'll want to be a part of that. So the question is, obviously, how do you find those individuals, and how do you support them? How do you help lead someone who may become your next Melanie Knapp or your next Brian Fahili or your next Renee McKnight or your next Linda Pitt, and I could go on and on and on and on of star producers in our organization. How do you support someone to help them become someone like that? And I wish that there were some kind of way to tell, you know, when you meet somebody, this is a person that's going to do really well in B2B. You know, when Kurt Jones recruited Adam Thompson, now Kurt might have had an idea that Adam was a pretty sharp guy, but being a sharp guy doesn't mean that they're going to do well in B2B. Adam has a great personality, but just having a great personality doesn't mean that they're going to do well in B2B. One of the rookie mistakes that I see people make in recruiting is when they recruit a brand new person, they say, this guy's going to be real good. Well, you have no idea if he's going to be real good or not. And when Kurt Jones recruited Adam Thompson, I don't know, maybe he had an inkling. Maybe he thought, you know, this guy sounds really sharp. He could do really well. But I don't know that Kurt knew, and we'd have to ask Kurt to get his opinion on it, but I don't know that he knew that Adam was going to be the top producer that he became. I don't know that he knew that he was going to be a $200,000 ring earner. Here's what Kurt did know. He knew that he needed to get Adam plugged in to some of the support that we offer for B2B. And I think Kurt would be the first person to admit that he didn't teach Adam Thompson everything that Adam knows about B2B. Now, he's been a great sponsor and has been there to support Adam, but he plugged Adam into a system where Adam was able to learn from many top producers, not just one or two, but from many people. And it's that system that I really want to talk to you about tonight, because thank goodness Adam Thompson got plugged into that system. Thank goodness Scott Brooks got plugged into a great system. Thank goodness all of our top producers, and we could go down the line and list a bunch of them, thank goodness they found a great system of support. And that system includes, you know, a few different things. Number one, our Monday morning conference call. I hope that you're on that call every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. Moreover, I hope that you're getting your team plugged into that call. Now, if you've got somebody on your team that says, I don't want anything to do with B2B, should they be on that call? Well, maybe, because if they don't want anything to do with B2B, hopefully they want to recruit a team, and I would hope that they want to recruit somebody that wants something to do with B2B. So that call is not just for those who are out actively pursuing the B2B market. It's for anyone that wants some B2B going on in their business. And having a good group producer in your business can make a big difference in your business. It's a shortcut to executive director qualification. It's a way to get to a mass premium unlike anything else that I know in this business. So I would hope that you're on that Monday morning call. I hope that you're plugging really everyone in your team for one reason or another. Either they want to do B2B or they want to recruit somebody and support them in doing B2B. And so they want to have an idea of the best way to do that. I hope that you're plugging everybody in your team into that call. The number of people that you have plugged into conference calls like this and the one that we do Monday morning, the number of people on your team that you have plugged into these kinds of calls will have a dramatic impact on the growth in your business. Maybe more so than just about anything else. And I would probably put attending the events above the conference call, but you could argue it either way. You know, the conference, the events, there's nothing like the big picture that you get at a big event, but they are few and far between as well, and conference calls are more regular. So, you know, I could see that being argued either way. I guess we don't have to argue it. We can just agree that they're both very, very important. I hope that you, if you've got someone that wants to learn about the B2B side of our business, I hope that you're familiar with the B2B training that we have in the back office. Once a new associate completes their first step training and becomes, and they are a Legal Shield associate, they tie that Legal Shield associate number to their account, then what they can do is they can go into that employee benefits training. And they can go through that. They can learn. They can do it at their own pace. They can learn about the B2B side of our business. It's a great resource. It's something that the rest of Legal Shield does not have. They just don't have it. They can actually get their certification through that online training if they choose to. Now, if they have a live class that they'd like to go to, that's fine as well. They can go through the training and not have to pay anything. It's just the certification that they have to pay for. And it's the same fee on that training, $99, as it would be if they went to a live class too. So that part's up to them. But going through that training and taking advantage of that training is something that I hope that you're taking advantage of. You're getting people into that training. I hope you're getting the masses into that so that they can learn about that side of our business. Now, some of them will get out and they'll try to do B2B and they'll realize it's not for them. And that's okay. We have other things that they can do in our business. But some will be like me and my brother and Adam and many others, that they'll get into the B2B side of our business and they'll love it. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to want to build a team and they're not going to want to expand other facets of this business, because I hope that they do. I certainly did. But the B2B side is a very attractive piece, and for the right person, it's a fun piece, and they'll enjoy it. And so use that part of our system. The other thing that I hope that you're doing is that you're using three-way calls. And whether you're doing that in the recruiting process or after someone becomes an associate, I don't know what your preference is on that. But if you've got a new associate that says, you know what, I'm really attracted to that B2B side of our business, I hope you're getting on the phone with someone that's had some experience in B2B. Myself, my brother, there are many people in our organization that would be happy to make a quick call and just welcome that person to the team. And that adds another voice to your voice and what you're saying in training and coaching that new individual. At the end of the day, there's no test that you can do for a brand new person or for a prospect to know if they're going to be successful in the B2B side of our business. There's not a thermometer you can put in their mouth and take it out and say, okay, yeah, you're good to go for B2B. You're going to become a six-figure earner. I mean, there's just nothing like that exists. There are things that we might get excited about, someone that's got a professional sales background or something like that, and all that's fine. But again, the stuff that really makes a top producer, you just don't know if a person has that or not until they really get in and give it a whirl and give it a shot. And some people, they'll get in, give it a whirl, it won't go very well, but they'll keep at it, and it's a skill that's developed, and over time they're able to develop that skill and become a top producer. So, you know, it's not something that you'll always find out overnight as well. What you might find out fairly quickly is whether someone enjoys that side of our business and can see themselves staying there long term. And if so, I really hope that you'll help them find that. Just one final thought and comment for you on the recruiting side. You know, that's something that I decided to shift my focus to I really wanted to find individuals that enjoy the B2B side of our business. And so I started doing some resume recruiting and trying to find individuals. Now, there are lots of different sources of leads, lots of different sources of candidates for this type of opportunity. But I ran ads, I did resumes, I was trying to find anybody and everyone that could be successful at our business. One thing that I did learn is that folks that come out of a job environment, so in other words, they've been in corporate America, they've had a J-O-B, whether that means that they were being paid hourly and punching a clock or whether they were on a salary, but they came out of a job environment. Sometimes they come into a business like ours, and the lack of structure is paralyzing for them. And this is something, unfortunately, that we've seen time and time again in the time that certainly I've been in the business. And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. But when you have someone like that, when you have someone that comes out of a job environment, understand that they may not be well-positioned to create the structure that is going to be necessary in our business. Now, whether that's a recruiting structure that they're going to be part-time or whether it's the B2B structure and maybe they're pursuing the business full-time, whatever that means for them, and it's going to be unique for every individual. But understand that new associates that come out of a job environment often need some help to be able to create that structure. They need a little bit of accountability. Now, I'm not saying that anyone on this call needs to become a tough boss or needs to call their team and yell at them if they're not doing enough prospecting or something like that. But understand that just giving someone access to the training and saying, good luck, I hope it goes well, that's not creating the structure that I'm talking about. Creating a little bit of accountability, in my opinion, especially for someone who's coming out of that job environment, can be a real positive thing. So if you direct someone to training, for example, maybe you together create a deadline for them to achieve that training or to complete that training. If you plug them into the B2B, maybe you do that in stages. I think we have three different sections now of the B2B training. Maybe you plug them into that training and say, how long do you think it's going to take for you to complete the first section, which is pretty short? And they say, well, I'll have that done tonight. Great. Why don't you and I touch base tomorrow, and let's talk about what you learned in that first section. And then the same thing. How long do you think it's going to take for you to complete the second section? That's a little bit longer. Well, I think I can have it done by Monday. Great. Why don't you and I set a time? Let's talk on Monday. Schedule it. Calendar it. All of that is part of kind of helping that new associate find a way to create the structure that's going to be necessary for success. Especially in the B2B side, but I think that can be applied to, a lot of different facets of our business. Now, you don't always have to do that. Eventually, they'll kind of pick that up and they'll learn it themselves, but I understand a lot of people have just come out of an environment where they've been told what to do, and all of a sudden they come into this and this business, and they're like, freedom! and they just lack the discipline to be able to create that structure themselves. I hope that that's helpful. I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you, and I want to wish all of you the best in building a B2B team, not just a B2B team, but in building that aspect of your team and in supporting those individuals. Take advantage of the many resources and tools that we've got here in the Success Team. We're known for that. I can tell you I've been working with a lot of different associates around the country lately, and there are so many people that would just die to have the kind of support and resources that we have in our team for B2B. And it always makes me feel a little bit I don't know how to describe it, but it's not really frustration, but it's maybe getting to frustration. A little bit concerned that we've got people that don't really use those resources, that are recruiting and building a team and not really plugging them into those resources that other associates and other teams would just kill to have. So I hope that we're taking advantage of that. Maybe this is a chance for you and I to take a step back and look at areas that we could improve in doing that in our business. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I appreciate the time to be on the call tonight. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. We really appreciate it. I just love everything you were saying. Of course, I've had tremendous gift of success in my Legal Shield business by working with people that love marketing Legal Shield as a voluntary employee benefit, protecting the business itself, the business owner and his family, the employees and their families. And it's just been a phenomenal way for us to serve our communities across the United States and Canada. Thank you again for spending that time with us this evening. And I'll just remind everybody on the call, you may not know this, but Mr. Mike Riches, who you heard from this evening, along with Mr. Alistair Edwards from the Atlanta, Georgia market, another Millionaire Club member, highly regarded, highly decorated business solutions professional. The two of those gentlemen volunteered their time to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to record, and it took a tremendous amount of time and energy and effort to do this, but they recorded a business solutions or a professional sellers recruiting exposure video. Because I know a lot of people right now, you were thinking, that all sounds great what Mr. Riches is saying, but what do I show to that person that sold me my car or my car insurance, sold me my home or insured my home? You know, my brother who's been in professional sales his whole life, or my brother who follows Grant Cardone and is looking for a place coming out of college where he can sink his teeth into a career in a professional selling type of an environment. What do I show them? What do I say to them? And so I'm so grateful for the time and energy that Mr. Riches and Mr. Edwards put into creating that video. It's short. It's professional. It's absolutely everything you need to communicate the proper way, which is, as we know, when we're recruiting, we want to let the tool do the talking. We invite people to the information, but we don't have to deliver the information by mouth. And this allows us to get out of the way of the story of this incredible opportunity. And you're probably wondering, well, where is that? Every one of you, if you've already downloaded Prospect by Legal Shield to your mobile phone, you all have access to this video. It's available in Prospect by Legal Shield. It was approved, and we had that put in there. We spearheaded that on our end here at the Success Team because we wanted all of our team to be able to access that. So that is in your Prospect by Legal Shield mobile app, and you can start sharing that. And the great thing about the Prospect by Legal Shield tool is you know when your prospect watches the video because it tracks that for you. So I just wanted to add that little bit of information. I know we're past the bottom of the hour. I want to, again, thank Mr. Riches for spending the time with us this evening, helping us continue to expand the vision of the ways and the ways we can grow our business, the types of people that can be a part of that business. And, again, I want to bookend this call by, again, inviting you. If you're coming to Cookeville, Tennessee, please register now. Save your space. Save a space for a member of your team so that you can be there with us in Cookeville, Tennessee, at the Tennessee Leadership Academy. We're so excited to be able to spend that time with you under one roof again. Thanks so much to all of you for joining us on the call. And, again, thank you to Mr. Riches. Everybody, we'll see you as we come together on Monday morning for our B2B support call, featuring Mr. Mike Riches and Mr. Mark Riches as well, and have a great weekend.